Scotty Reed here with a Black Talk Radio News Report. And in this particular report, I want to talk about the McCarthyism that we are seeing from the Democrats. I have never seen so many people brainwashed and misinformed when it comes to what is going on in the political arena right now with all of this red baiting and trying to connect the Trump administration or members of the Trump administration to some nefarious plot hatched by the Russians to interfere in the 2016 elections. I was watching PBS earlier today. I think the guy's name, there's two white men that they have on that give commentary. I think it's Brooks and Shields. And I'm not particularly sure which one it was. I think it was the guy Shields. But he's mentioned on there that over 17 U.S. intelligence agencies have said that the Russians interfered in the 2016 elections. And that's just a flat out lie, but that's what I am accustomed to seeing in mainstream media. 17 so-called intelligence agencies of the United States government have not said conclusively, without a doubt, or shown the American people any kind of evidence that the Russians interfered in the 2016 election. And mind you, that all of this hinges on the corruption of the DNC and cheating Bernie Sanders, and thus cheating those who donated to the Sanders campaign. And that's why they find themselves facing a lawsuit right now in the federal courts. They have really been engaged in a lot of red baiting, and I think it's ridiculous. And for the mainstream media to, well, I'm not surprised they do what they do. Do your research on the mainstream media. I don't know why so many people want to come to the defense of the mainstream media, except they don't know the history of the mainstream media. Please look up Operation Mockingbird. But I want to talk about, this is an article that was posted in BTR Community, which is our social media platform for our radio network, Black Talk Radio. And as you can see from the headline, Democratic Representative Maxine Waters says that such Sessions, they're talking about Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, Russian connections will lead to a Trump impeachment. Listen, all this is red baiting and red meat for the Democratic base. The Democratic Party is imploding over its decision to run a corrupt primary, thus cheating Bernie Sanders out of a fair shot at gaining the nomination. We also saw some nefarious activities on behalf of the Obama-Clinton cabal in denying the DNC chairmanship to Keith Ellison, engaging in Muslim bigotry, making false accusations that he hates Jews and things of that nature. And then we even heard from a member of the Democratic Party who said that you had big donors who represent Israel. They could be Americans and have dual citizenship, but said that if Keith Ellison, one, became the DNC chairman, that they were going to stop donating. I thought the Democratic Party was all supposed to be about getting money out of politics. Obviously, that is a lie, as they have failed to make that a part of any kind of official platform about not accepting money from these big corporations and big money donors. So a lot of hypocrisy going on with the Democratic Party. But let's get back to this whole McCarthyism era that the Democratic Party has taken us back to, talking about a Trump impeachment. Look, the Republicans control the Senate and they control the House. If you think that the Republicans are about to allow one of their own to be impeached, then you got another thing coming to you. You're surely naive, to say the least. And I don't care if Lindsey Graham and John McCain is saying those sort of things. These are establishment folks, okay? And they see Trump sort of as anti-establishment, although, you know, I don't see how he is. Seems to me that he is for the order of the day, which is racism, white supremacy. But again, as an objective journalist, I cannot allow my personal feelings to get in the way of my reporting, like we see a lot of in so-called mainstream journalism today. Well, anyway, on Thursday, this was yesterday, you had Maxine Waters on there talking this stuff about Trump impeachment and what have you. And it's just not going to happen. But we continue to see these false allegations being made. What's his name again? Jeff Beauregard Sessions. Look, I want to see this man lose his job. I most certainly do. This is an old drug war warrior. He is not too friendly to minority voting rights. So I do want to see him removed from that position. But at the same time, I just cannot, as a objective journalist, push lies to our listening audience and to our viewers of this sort. I mean, I can't do it, period. Not of this sort. I misspoke there, but I just will not engage in lying to those who turn to us for information. And I, tonight on Black Talk Radio Network, there was a broadcast of Race Treaty, and they were talking about human rights and culture and education as human rights. And it just reminded me that during the Democratic primary, there was an attack on Bernie Sanders and his proposal to make public colleges and universities tuition free. Please check out that broadcast of Race Treaty, which was on at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern tonight. The podcast is up. You'll find it at blacktalkradionetwork.com. But I was just reminded of the tactics that were used to disparage Bernie Sanders' proposal that we have free college and universities. And again, when I say free, I mean free tuition at public colleges and universities. And he even came up with a tax proposal that'll show you how to pay for it. And how was this portrayed? How was this proposal portrayed by the Clinton camp? As socialism, as communism. More red baiting. I mean, it was just really disgusting to hear particularly black folks repeating those talking points from the Democratic Party, talking about people just want a handout and this, that, and the other. When you look at Europe, and these are capitalist countries, they can say socialism, they can say communism, but we had these capitalist countries in Europe that provide free tuition at their colleges and universities. And tonight I learned that that is actually a human right, according to the United Nations and the Declaration of Human Rights. Education should not just be paid for or stop at kindergarten, or excuse me, at the 12th grade, as we have public education is paid for K through 12. And it should include a four-year college education as well. And I certainly was behind Bernie Sanders' proposal for that. But it just reminded me that this red baiting that we're seeing as the Clinton camp shows that they are a bunch of sore losers, or they try to come up with excuses to explain to their big money donors. Remember, this woman spent over $1 billion on her campaign and still lost, even though her opponent spent far less. So they're just coming up with excuses for their donors and many other reasons. But this is straight out of their playbook. So let me take you to another article if you don't believe what I'm saying. This is an article that was published in The Guardian in January of 2016. Sanders smeared as communist sympathizer as Clinton allies sling mud. Now, let me jump down here a little bit. I'll read the opening paragraph. Attacks on Bernie Sanders by rival Democrats are likely to turn increasingly to his record on the economy and foreign affairs, according to a new dossier seen by The Guardian that accuses him of sympathizing with communists and not believing in capitalism. It goes on down. So, they even tried to accuse him of being a racist, when obviously Hillary Clinton is the one who called black children and Hispanic children super predators. Certainly it was Hillary Clinton's campaign. Hillary Clinton, who has the history of a connection to the private prison lobby. So they were just coming up with all kind of lies to smear this man. Even I seen reports that there were talks behind the scenes about attacking him for his Jewish religion and what have you. But going on down, it goes on to say specifically they tried to attack him saying that he went to Russia. The dossier prepared by opponents of Sanders and passed on to The Guardian by a source who would only agree to be identified as a Democrat. And I hate it when these newspapers publish these things without citing sources. Now, I could see if this was a whistleblower or something like that, but it's not. These are political operatives, and these leaks or these unconfirmed sources do nothing but muddy the waters, in my opinion, in getting to the truth. But anyway, I'll read that again. The dossier prepared by opponents of Sanders and passed on to The Guardian by a source who would only agree to be identified as a Democrat alleges that Sanders sympathized with the USSR during the Cold War because he went on a trip there to visit a twinned city while he was mayor of Burlington. Similar associations with communism in Cuba are cataloged alongside a list of quotes about countries ranging from China to Nicaragua in a way that supporters regard as bordering on McCarthyite, rather than fairly reflecting his views. So what we're seeing waged against the Trump administration and members of his administration or people that he's nominating is nothing but a witch hunt. It is red baiting. It is taking us back to the days of McCarthyism. And just for you Black history buffs out there, you will recall that the civil rights activist Paul Robeson was forced out the country. Now, this man was an admitted communist and what have you, but again, I thought this is supposed to be a free country where you can practice whatever you want to practice, or you can speak on whatever ideology you want to speak on. But Paul Robeson was forced out this country because of the McCarthy witch hunt. So for those that don't know what McCarthyism is, let me give you a quick definition on what McCarthyism entails. McCarthyism is the practice of making accusations of subversion or treason without proper regard for evidence. Again, here we have on PBS them saying that you have 17 U.S. intelligence agencies saying without a doubt that the Russians hacked the 2016 presidential election, which is a lie. That is not what they said. They said there was a high probability. But if you are like me and you know the history of these intelligence agencies, mind you, these are the same agencies that are violating the U.S. Constitution and mass surveillance of the public, the American public, utilizing social media to spy on us. So I don't even know, just like I don't understand why people are defending the mainstream media. If you knew the history of the mainstream media and lying and supporting racism, white supremacy, and supporting American imperialism throughout the world, you would not be so quick to dismiss any accusations of fake news stories coming from the mainstream press. They get caught in lies all the time. But there again, there's no evidence that they have shown to show that somebody flipped votes or paid for votes or, but that's not what they're talking about. Again, they're saying that the Russians hacked the DNC email. And if the people had not found out Hillary Clinton was such a corrupt character and that Bernie Sanders was being cheated, that those millennials who stayed home instead of coming out to vote for a cheater, Hillary Clinton would have won if this hadn't come out. So again, I mean, this is just really crazy. They're making excuse for corruption. They're trying to direct you away from the real problem, which is the DNC. Okay, their problems are not external. Their problems are internal. And let me continue on. It also means, again, I'm giving you the definition of McCarthyism. It also means the practice of making unfair allegations or using unfair investigative techniques, especially in order to restrict dissent or political criticism. So this is what certain elements in mainstream media, the ones who have a who play to a liberal audience like MSNBC, like CNN, and others are engaged in unfair investigative techniques. Remember, they come out publishing this story. The Washington Post published a story talking about fake news was pushed out by these list of websites. Black Agenda Report was on that list. Black Agenda Report is a legitimate news organization that I have followed for quite some time. And the Washington Post had to then withdraw their McCarthy-like blacklist, if you will, or red list, whatever we want to call it, trying to blackball. And they were forced to withdraw that and say that, hell, they don't know who put together the list. They just published it. Again, this is the same newspaper or online publication, Washington Post, that just hired Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, John Podesta, who is a lobbyist or started a lobbyist company with his brother, John. I forget their names, but him and his brother started the Podesta Group. Guess who was one of the clients of the Podesta Group to lobby Congress? Russia. So again, this is nothing but nonsense. This is the Hillary Clinton camp engaging in the same sort of McCarthyism that they engaged in against Bernie Sanders. This article, again, is from January of 2016, and here we are in March of 2017, and they're still running the same playbook, except for they're running it against Trump instead of Sanders. So I just want people who turn to Black Talk Radio for news and information to know that I'm going to do my very best to make sure that you are fully informed and not to be fooled by these media outlets just because they have these names or whatnot and have these huge platforms. All right, this is Scotty signing out of Black Talk Radio News Report.